Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
First one's for you, Rage.
Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome. Andrew, yours is coming up.
I like this one, too.
Then cancel the second one. That's enough for you. Nothing for you, Kev.
That's all right.
I'll play some of yours on Friday when you're not here.
Oh, good, good. Good plan. I'll give you some suggestions.
Perfect for Hardee's.
Yeah, for the Christmas show.
I actually did. I looked up best rock songs of the 2000s.
Okay.
Pulled yours off that.
Right on.
And then I looked up best metal songs of all time. And it took me to like the top 10 till I recognized anything. So.
And also, I feel like those lists have a different opinion of what metal is.
Oh, yeah. Knows. No. Yeah. There are many versions of it. Yeah. Because I'm not a death metal guy, so that's where you probably saw some of the names that you didn't recognize.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not
Could
me.
Be.
Yep.
I had an interesting email today. Quite interesting. Not going to dox the person for reasons that will be obvious in about 10 seconds. But this person, you know, did the usual, like, hey, love the show, been listening forever. Didn't say how old they were, but I got the idea they were, probably in their 40s. And they are a licensed accountant, you know, whatever you have to do for that, CPA, I guess. And he said, I've been working in my industry pretty successfully for about 20 years for a pretty big company. And although I passed the CPA exam, I really don't know what I'm doing. And every day I just come in and try to figure it out and kind of fake it a little bit and try to get by on some charm and BS. But he said, as far as like doing the accounting, I really don't understand the basics. He said, I wonder how many people in your audience can relate to that.
Whoa.
Like not being great at what you do and you just keep kind of showing up.
I bet it's not close to zero, that number.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we've all been there at some point.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you didn't stay or maybe, you know, it wasn't right or whatever, but everybody's been in that situation.
I think it's getting harder to do that, though. Maybe I'm wrong.
To fake it?
Well, yeah, just because companies that used to employ 400 people now employ 70 people. And so I feel like where it used to be like a lot easier to just kind of fade into the background of a big mass of people who are all working and be like, yep, I'll just be over here.
Yeah, you're right.
I think it's, I would guess, I don't know this for a fact, but I would guess it's probably harder than ever to be like guy at the office where everybody looks at him and goes, what does he do all day? You know what I mean? Like, I just think, because, you know, again, an office that used to have, you know, not enough people to fill all the desks now has way too many desks in there.
Yeah.
Getting rid of them to make, you know, lunchroom seating or whatever.
Well, you always hear about imposter syndrome. Like, I don't deserve the job I have. I'm not good enough for it. Once in a while, you know, that's got to be the case.
Yeah.
It can't always be like, no, you are doing a great job, sweetie. Like, sometimes, yeah. Maybe you don't deserve it.
It could also
so
be
often
that,
you do got to land on a job that's like, yeah, you know what? You actually don't.
It could also be maybe with the person that emailed you a similar thing where you're actually doing the job just fine, but it's in your head that you're not.
Whoa. Did you just blow your mind?
Yeah.
You feel the pressure of it and you're not sure you're doing it right, but maybe you are. I mean, if you've had the job for a period of time, clearly your boss,
now that's a good point,
isn't picking up on anything that would be overly alarming.
That's a good point.
The, you're doing it well enough.
The enemy to imposter syndrome is the fact that you are where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that should be proof enough because, as I said, I think it's harder than ever to get a job and keep a job. And so maybe the fact that you have and have kept a job means, you know what, you must be doing something right.
We should get report cards at work.
Oh, boy.
That would solve a lot of these issues of like, I don't deserve to be here. Well, what grade did you get? Did you make the honor roll? What's going on?
I have a long and storied history of hiding my report card from my parents. You just said the trigger word. It worked for like a week, and then, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, but in the long run, it doesn't work.
In the long run, it doesn't.
Because at some point, a parent's going to be like, you know, there's probably a report card around here somewhere.
I wasn't so good at lessons.
My mom and dad didn't care. Like, I would have to get a D, which I only did once, for them to care.
My parents cared very much. And also, to answer your question, Kevin, if I was smarter, I wouldn't have been hiding report cards in the first place. Now, would I?
I always had to get mine signed and return them to school.
Oh, yeah. We had the same thing.
I remember something to that effect, which also made it a lot harder to hide.
It was one of the deals where, like, you've got until the end of the week to bring it back signed. And if you don't, we're going to call your parents.
Yeah, phone calls will be placed.
Yeah. And obviously, that's going to be the extent of it, but there was no point in any level I was at until college. But honestly, God, I didn't look much at report cards when I was in college. I knew I passed a class. That's really, other than keeping the first 3 years, keeping a certain GPA so that you don't lose your scholarships. There was nothing else that mattered. But man, you weren't getting, in my house, you were not getting away with hiding anything. No way. Plus, I'll tell you this, my dad had a good plan. He paid us for good grades. And it wouldn't be a lot of money. It was like, you know, it was like a few bucks for an A, a dollar, $2 for a B, you know, nothing for a C.
I had a really
holding money.
Divisive conversation about that years and years ago.
Yeah.
When we were back down at the other station, that came up just simply, hey, paying for my kids' report cards. And so many people were vehemently against it. Oh, you're ruining them and you're not teaching them, you know, the worth of doing it yourself for the right reasons.
Well, I mean, what do we all get jobs for? I think it's teaching you the real world. You do your job well, you make money. I mean, I felt like that's the lesson I took from it. I didn't feel like it was in any way extra pressure. It was incentive. It was, well, I want all those A's because I want that max money. I want, you know, I want to get the biggest paycheck I can get. And I feel like that's why we all go to learn things, right? So we can get a job and support families and be productive and all that. And obviously, you want to find something that you enjoy if you can. Like, that's the number one thing to me. But I didn't feel anything terrible about that. In fact, we did that with our kid. I don't think we paid for grades like in regular grade school stuff. But we did, like in college, you said if you put in the time to do the prep for all the standardized tests and all that and you get your grades, if you do this and reach whatever marker it was, we're going to give you $500 because that's going to save us money that you're going to go to college. Mm. You know, if you're doing this certain level of ACT or certain GPA or whatever. So it was a little different than great, like book, you know, than what do you call it, report card to report card, but it was more of a bigger picture. Like, listen, do the work. There's a reward for it.
Yeah, I am naturally lazy and naturally a procrastinator. And then with my mom and dad, like, they weren't like trailer trash where they, you know, had no idea where I was, but they just didn't care about academics.
I got you.
Because we weren't an academic family. Huh. I wasn't going to go to college. At least they'd made that decision.
I get it.
And, you know, but I wonder, had they been a little more crack the whip on that, if I would have, even just by force, built better habits and study habits.
Could
and,
be.
You know.
Could be. But it also can be your brain is what your brain is.
I
you know, everybody's
didn't know
different.
That they kept a GPA until my senior year. People don't believe me when I say that story.
Oh, in high school?
Yeah, we're signing our yearbooks my senior year. And someone said that my friend got into Rolla. And I'm like, oh, way to go. And he's like, yeah, I didn't think I'd have the GPA for it. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean?
Yeah. It was all, we were all, you couldn't go, at our high school, you couldn't go without anybody mentioning GPAs, like people always pushing you.
I took my ACT with absolutely zero prep, like nothing.
No classes or anything. Yeah, nothing. Same.
Yeah, same here.
We didn't do any of that.
Show up on Saturday.
Yeah. Little bit different time period, not much. I mean, what was it, 6, 7, 8 years, whatever, mm-hmm. the difference between us taking those tests. The only at that time, the only time I remember people doing anything with like classes or tutors or anything like that was if you took it once and didn't do well and that you were trying to get to a certain level to get into the college you wanted or whatever. But it wasn't like regular routine like here we're going to do this, except for maybe taking similar tests at a younger age. They weren't, you know, the ACT. There was like a PSAT, right? An earlier one that it's kind of like, OK, this is the kind of stuff you're going to have to be able to do.
Yeah.
Right. It wasn't really impacting anything, but it was more this is what you got to keep an eye on.
Yeah. I'm critical of my high school, which I think my high school, especially during the time that I went there, was the most high school-y high school of all time. Oh, Casey Lloyd says guidance counselors didn't take an active role in Roxana. Yeah, Casey. Word. And my lady, who everyone loved, who I did not, I've told the story many times, looked at my whatever. And said, what are you thinking about college? And I said, I just don't know if I'm going to go to college. And she literally threw the file on top of a pile that were not stacked and said, well, the world needs ditch diggers, too. I'll never forget that.
Yeah, that's not
And
good.
Although I was not an academic, you know, at the time, I was like, well, wait a second. I mean, come on. Are you just you're really you're going to give me 10 seconds of your time because I'm not, you know, on the cheerleading squad, which I think she coached, or I'm not, you know, a straight A student, or I'm not this, or I'm not that. Like, I'm just an average kid going through, and you're not challenging me. You're not making me do anything. You're letting me take all of these blow off classes. You know, I audited home ec. It's just crazy. So, yeah, I'm proud of the fact that I sent my kids to private school all the way through. I don't know if that's the best thing or the worst thing, but that's what I did. Yeah. And, you know, they did great.
Yeah, I don't think there is a best or worst thing there. I mean, I went to private schools from fourth grade all the way through the end of high school. My kid went to public schools, and she did just fine. She, you know, grades, scholarships, masters, all that stuff. So, I mean, I don't think there's a right or a wrong.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Here. That segment went fast.
Truth brings, I'll take one lift. You're right. Best trip.
Or what they tell themselves. If you're away, it just takes some time.
Match DJ Aslan Camo X. Guess what?
What?
What's up?
We just got presents from a listener.
Look at that.
So sweet.
I don't know what all you other efforts you're doing out there, but you're not sending us presents.
Dave, now that you did that, you're going to get 1,000, just like with the flowers thing.
So this is from Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
I got 2 boxes of Hostess cherry pies.
Oh, man, those look amazing.
Dude.
I love those little 100-calorie ones. I like those better
That's
than the big
they
ones.
Are, yeah.
Because you get a lot of crust with those.
Dave, I'm thinking I got the brand right. I know it's not your mom's, but I hope you enjoy them nonetheless. Thanks for making every day better. Look, I'm crying over cherry pies.
It's really sweet.
That's very cool.
She By the me- way, how did you get so hot in 61 years? Be careful not to drip your sexuality on these pies because you'll ruin them. Wow, Lisa, damn. What'd you guys get?
Lisa got me a gift card to get some coffees.
Look out.
So nice. This is such a great gift to give because if you're like me and you don't really, I mean, I like to go get a coffee when I have a gift card. Then it's an amazing treat. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, this is the perfect thing because it's like, I don't really want to spend it on myself, but now I have the perfect excuse. Thank you, Lisa. That's so incredibly sweet.
Lisa got me the official peanuts.
Charlie Brown shirt.
The official peanuts Charlie Brown shirt, which I will be wearing.
That's awesome.
Great.
All the freaking
Look
time.
Look out.
This
cool.
is incredible.
That is phenomenal.
What'd you get, Wheels?
Guys. I got Gorilla Tape.
But we see, need
listen,
it.
Here's the note, though. The note says, Kevin, Gorilla Tape, because your microphone kept falling apart. And, well, you're a gorilla with the gorilla run and all that stuff. I mean, Merry Christmas.
That's nice.
Lisa, that's awesome. And, by the way, this may be going to keep this in place.
And she also made a donation to Operation Food
yes,
Service.
Yes, she nice. Did. Very, yeah, very we've kind. Got an envelope here. We will be bringing this to the broadcast on Friday.
She is listener of the day.
Thank you, Lisa. That That's is so, so nice. Incredibly kind.
And this will really do a good job of helping us here in the studio.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that
will not be falling anymore.
She couldn't possibly know how much that is needed.
I think I will take one box of these homes and put one box out on the KMOX studio. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to make a lot of news people very happy.
That's right. Making friends with pies. That's what I do.
Not that I'm going to run out there and steal one or not.
You know. Nah. You can have my personal pies.
Oh, one yeah. of those. I get one of the personal
That's
stash.
That's right.
All right.
Could feed it to you if you play your cards right.
Oh, well, yeah.
They got a little weird.
Those are little
yeah,
guys,
I'm
though. That's just
yeah,
one it bite. It's okay.
Weird.
You can probably throw that one in the air and not catch it.
These are better than the regular pies because there's more surface area.
The little
yeah,
ones are
that's
good.
That's what I was saying.
The little ones are good.
Really good. What else do we have? Is that it?
That's it. That's
those
all
are the. Only,
those are the
only.
Presents? Those are the only presents.
Wow.
That have been delivered yet. Yeah. The rest of you.
Dave, you sound like a little kid on Christmas morning. Like so. I guess.
So what else?
So where's
is there?
The rest of the presents?
He's
so
like
the rest of
around.
You have. Yeah. The rest of you got about 3 hours to get some presents down here. So chop chop.
Is there anything behind the tree?
I remember doing that.
Yeah.
Like for real, looking like.
Oh, because there was a couple times there was stuff hidden back
I bet
there.
There's one more.
Yeah, I think there is. I bet. What is that? Is that? Oh, it's just wrapping paper.
I got crap stocking gifts.
Did you?
Yeah. I got like oranges and nuts that were clearly on the table already.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
We yeah. didn't do stockings.
No?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, we did. I remember mostly the stockings were typically something that had to do with a gift or something like batteries if you got a
oh, that's,
toy
that's
car
clever.
Or whatever,
oh, that,
stuff like
that's
that.
That's pretty clever.
Yeah.
Maureen still does St. Nicholas Day. Mm-hmm. For Phoebe, it's a Catholic thing.
Mm-hmm. Shoes, right?
Yeah, you put your boots out.
Okay.
And you fill the boots with little candies
little
and
candies.
Such.
I remember doing yeah. that in Catholic school.
So, yeah. Wheels, when Phoebe was probably four, we always have an Advent calendar, again, Catholic. And about half, and you know, Maureen would put like, you know, good stuff. And then towards the end of it, she started running out. So she, a couple days, put a little, like a peppermint in there, and that's it.
Oh, no.
And Phoebe goes, tell me again where these gifts come from. And Maureen's scrambling because I don't
Lord.
Think she remembered. And she goes, the baby Jesus drops them off in the middle of the night where you're sleeping. And Phoebe shuts the door to the advent counter. She goes, tell baby Jesus to try again.
Wow.
Little did you know, Dave, of Way sign to, of things to come.
Yes.
Way to lose your high ground there, Phoebe. Jeez. We were all yeah. on we were all on your side
you
until that.
Bossing baby Jesus around on Christmas.
Yeah. We're all on your side until you were mouthing off to baby Jesus on his birthday.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you. You know they're all the same. You know you're doing better on your own. There you bargained for yet. I've been dying to tell you anything. You already hear, cause that's just who I am this week. Lie in the grass next to the mausoleum.
Welcome back, guys. DTS on KMOX 133. I just had a little miniature heartbreak. I was all excited about my cherry pies, and I took them out to the newsroom. And my girl's Maria Kina, right? She's my girl. And I'm like, hey, look, a listener just, you know, brought us presents, and they're hostess cherry pies. And she goes, I've never had one. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Here's your opportunity.
Yes, here's your opportunity. So I gave her one.
And she didn't like
it. And I got in here, and I texted her, and I'm like, you likey? With a little cherry emoji. Mm-hmm. And she said, I don't think I do.
That's okay.
The cherry filling's good, but the crust tastes a bit chemically.
That's what makes it good, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's because we were raised on the chemicals.
Yeah.
So we're right. Like, ah, that's the taste of home.
Yeah, like, ah, childhood.
This is so me. I love doing stuff for people, but I love the credit too.
Mm-hmm.
I was just waiting for her to go like, you've changed my life,
Dave. Yeah, Glover. This is the greatest thing. I'm going to be thinking about this for the rest of my days.
A little chemically. What?
Is there, no, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
By the way, I know that song was Andrew's song, right? Mm. Did you pick that out for Andrew?
Yes.
I think that might be the greatest song ever.
It's a really good tune.
I'm going to throw it out there.
It is not my generation, but it's a really solid pop song.
That whole album might be, I mean, it's on the top five of favorite albums for me. It's defined my entire high school experience. And devastating to say this, 20 years old.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that hurts. No, that hurts. I did that to... My wife hates the feeling of being old, even though she's older than I am. And so I hit her with that. We were at a restaurant a couple months ago, and that song was on, and I was like, you know, the song's 20 years old this year.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Feels like yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Had a very, very nice email that Rach forwarded to me I won't say the person's name because I didn't okay it with her, but she was just thanking us for yesterday when we talked about people who have kids with special needs, like Rob Reiner's son, and how difficult it can be, and she does, and she just said she wanted to thank us for being kind about it, which, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
There's no other way to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been out before and seen TikToks or things like people with kids who have oppositional authority syndrome, whatever, where they like hit their parents and stuff. And oh, man, God love you.
I know.
That is rough. Remember one time, I don't know why, but I went to breakfast by myself at the Chase Park Plaza. Not a thing I typically do, but I'll never forget it because a guy came in with his daughter, and his daughter was probably 10, and this is probably when Phoebe was about 10, and she was in the biggest wheelchair I've ever seen, and was very, very compromised, disabled in some way, physically and mentally, and he just sat there and fed her eggs. And I just wanted to cry because just like, wow. Like, I think I'm a good dad.
Yep.
Nothing compared to you, brother.
Yeah.
Just amazing what people, how they step up and do it.
Yep.
Not just once.
No, for
24 hours a day, every day, sometimes until that child, you know. I have a couple of friends who have kids who can't take care of themselves, and they're my age, and they're like, we don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? Have to find somewhere for them to be because we're going to die first.
I mean, that's the worst.
Yeah.
But yet, you know, there are the people that do it may not see it that way. Because I have the same thing, friends, and they wouldn't change a thing about their kid.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys going to watch The President tonight? Is that tonight or tomorrow night?
It's tonight.
Nope. No.
Not in real time. I mean, I'm sure I'll see.
I'll watch. Yeah. The I relevant to clips. Watch.
I'll catch the highlights.
So that...
if anything too crazy happens, I know Rachel will keep us in the loop.
Yeah.
That's a good point. We'll be watching it 8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah. Tina Brown, who's just a pundit, wrote an article called The Worst Year Ever, something like that, about 2025. And then I was just noting that when Donald Trump put out his tweet or whatever, my fellow Americans, I will be giving an address to the nation tomorrow. This is yesterday, obviously. Live from the White House, I look forward to seeing you. It has been a great year for our country, and the best is yet to come. It's just interesting. I guess it's not fair because with any president, there are going to be people who think it's been the worst year ever, right?
Yeah.
Oh, who has the story about Biden? I forget whether it was Rach or Wheels, about the DOJ and Mar-a-Lago.
I have it. Let me get it pulled up here, please. Saw this towards the end of the show yesterday. But yeah, so apparently, according to new documents that have been released, the FBI did not feel that they had probable cause to raid Mar-a-Lago. But the DOJ, under President Joe Biden at the time, basically pressured the FBI into doing the raid anyway.
So let me put my money where my mouth is. If that's true, then we should, I don't know what you do about it because Biden's out of office and probably out of his mind by now, but people who supported him, I didn't vote for him. I wasn't a big fan, but I supported him. He was my president, you know, for 4 years, but that's terrible. No one should weaponize the DOJ. And if he sicked the FBI on Trump when there wasn't probable cause, which I guess, you know, intelligent minds can disagree on, but if there's evidence to that, then that's terrible. That should never happen.
We know better than what Trump has been doing, and we've all been complaining about this, you know, retribution and all that. And it's no better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Same thing.
But it's a fascinating thing that we have gotten to a point where you can't trust the independent nature of certain entities, right? They're not supposed to be working at the beck and call of any administration. They're supposed to be prosecuting. And you got Jack Smith today testifying to the Judiciary Committee, a House Judiciary Committee, not publicly, but behind closed doors, but saying flat out he had proof beyond reasonable doubt that there was a conspiracy to overturn the 2020 election. He said they had proof beyond reasonable doubt when it came to the documents case. And so here we have a different version of this. And the problem now is we've muddied the waters so much, we being Americans, but the waters have been muddied so much that now, you know, it used to be you would say, well, if the FBI investigation showed this,
good enough for me.
That's good enough for me. And now it's like, well, whose FBI was it? Was it Biden's or was it Trump's? And we're supposed to believe Trump's, but we weren't supposed to believe Biden's. And we're supposed to believe Biden's, but not Trump's. Like, how? How do you navigate that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the FBI believed that a raid would be counterproductive and wanted an alternative and less intrusive and likelier, quicker option for resolution in order to get these classified records back. I really wish they wouldn't have raided Mar-a-Lago, you guys.
Yeah.
In hindsight, that was a really stupid thing to do because they're going through Melania Trump's underwear drawer, whatever was happening, that they felt so violated. And then to find out after the fact, like, they didn't have to do that. There wasn't probable cause to do that. That's really bad. And people should be held accountable for that, period.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just
regardless of who's in charge, that kind of stuff should not be happening.
And just so we're accurate, not having probable cause doesn't mean that the person didn't commit a crime. Whether it's Donald Trump with the documents all over Mar-a-Lago or Biden with documents all
at
over
his
garage.
Yeah.
Or if I have a dead body in my trunk and I killed this guy, but the police search it without probable cause, those are two different things.
Yeah, I do think it is different, though, when we're speaking about a former president, too. Like,
always.
Don't you think we should be like only the highest standard to pull the trigger on, like, all right, we're going into your garage, we're going into your private home. I mean, it's not good. It's not a good, and I have really only, of course, I've really only seen this story on like Fox and the New York Post. Let me pull up CNN right now, see if they're saying anything about it. But that's part of the problem that, you know, we're talking about is it's like, well, this isn't like convenient to bring up this information. So I guess we won't report on this today.
Yeah. Which is also wrong.
Yeah. And I think it's important that like the process matters, right? Because raiding Mar-a-Lago is very much a publicity stunt, right? When you're because it's symbolic, you're going to see agents going in and out with boxes. It's if there was a better, simpler way, which is what Rach was referring to there, that wouldn't have involved that. It's probably the better path to go. And again, all of that assumes you actually have the probable cause. Mm-hmm. If you don't have that, you don't search. Anyone, anywhere, anytime. Hell, this is the argument we're making about a lot of the ICE stuff. You have probable cause to stop that person? Did they do anything? Do you know who they are? You know what I mean? Like, there's a different thing between having a warrant because there was probable cause and just thinking you think something.
Yes. We sound like 97.1 now, but did you see the way that Vanity Fair did Caroline Leavitt dirty with that picture?
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, none of those pictures that they took of any of those people were very flattering.
I mean... It was like, I don't know what, like every picture of everyone with them at their worst. Caroline Leavitt, they took a picture of her very close up that showed the injection marks where she gets filler, which is no one's business.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't care if it's Caroline Leavitt or RFK. Like, that's your personal business, man. Do what you want to do.
And I'm not a fan of the, I don't know. The gotcha style, right? Like, we're going to invite them in. We're going to profile them. We're going to have photographers take photos of them. But they're going to be really bad photos. Yeah. It's like, come on now.
Man, I can't find this FBI story anywhere.
Hmm.
It was
other than Fox.
No, there was one. It was The Hill had it also.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I'm even looking at like our politics on Reddit and no one's even really posting about it. I mean, I don't think it's like, and this is the bombshell that changes everything. But I like to consider myself to be a semi-reasonable person. Yeah, I have to look at that and go like, yeah, that was really dumb. That was strategically a really stupid move to make because now you can just sweep everything under the rug of like, they shouldn't have been there in the first place. You know, like you just have to be more careful than that.
So... Here's what it's like working with me at 8 this morning, which is the designated DGS okay time to text, other than Kev. But we just know
I mean,
he's
you
not,
can, but I'm not going to answer.
Get it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I sent these guys
a rage picture of my CNN lady with her coffee. And I was so, you probably texted each other and said, how do we handle this? But Rage came back with, I see what you're getting at. And I felt so good. I'm like, oh, thank God.
He was like, I've been seen.
I'm like, I was half asleep in the bathroom. Like, where'd she even get that stupid cup?
Well, the other day when you brought it up, I was like, I'm going to be honest. I didn't understand why you cared so much the other day.
No, I get it.
But then you
it.
Sent the photo of her doing a standing shot holding the cup. Yeah. It's like, well, yeah, posing, that just looks like you don't care.
Posing with the cup. I said it looked like when, like, the girl in sixth grade is allowed to get, like, her parents take her to Starbucks on the way to school, and she's showing it off the whole time.
Man, do you guys see any of that Cash Patel
interview?
Interview? No. Just, no. I saw it passing by on Twitter, but I
avoid him like
that.
The plague.
Yeesh. Evidently, Bongino has literally packed up his office.
Yeah, I saw that today. Well, he's quitting after the first of the year.
He wants to see his wife.
Yeah, he has to work till 7 p.m.
He has to work till 7 p.m. What's his wife supposed to do without him?
FBI.
You don't know what it's like.
I just love it when a guy like that who positions himself as a hard guy.
Yeah.
I'm a hard guy. Literally, but this is too much.
Literally does an interview where he goes, I miss my wife.
Sometimes I work through lunch.
Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be a tough job.
Did he give up his radio show? I would assume.
I think so.
Yeah.
I wonder if he'll go
back
probably to doing that.
Not making enough money is what he...
Yeah, he probably made more money on the radio than he
did. Oh, not probably. I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
We're back, DGS 152. You know how you hear stories about people who dive into a shallow pool and break their head? When they wake up, they can speak Chinese or play the piano. You've seen these stories?
Yeah, the head trauma can lead to, yeah, I mean,
you ever seen these things?
Yeah, they happen. It's not common, but it's happened.
I think more often, like, bad, only the bad part
no,
happens.
It's not a route to talent, but I'm just wondering, like, what would you pick?
Oh, maybe, like, piano virtuoso. That would be really cool. I could have been practicing for the past 25 years of my life. I chose not to do that.
Dive into a shallow pool.
Yeah.
Because you probably don't have anything you'd add to your repertoire.
It would have to be. No, it would be something musical because I have nothing. I have nothing musically. I have no talent with it, no feel for any of it. So it'd be kind of cool if I could just wake up and shred like Eddie Van Halen. I'd be all right with that.
I think I would pick taking away my procrastination.
Oh, I see.
I think that would have made a huge impact on my life.
Yeah, this is called acquired savant syndrome.
Yeah.
So it's got a name.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
It's got to be real.
Yeah. Did not know it had a name.
I just Googled how to stop procrastinating. Dave, do you ever do time blocking?
I'll try it later. I guess that's what it sounds like. I'm going to take 10 minutes and I'm going to clean my house and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, I can stop after the 10 minutes, and oftentimes you don't because you're already in the zone.
Yeah.
So to speak.
No. No, you're right. I typically am on a Saturday, like, doing my chores. Do you see another kid broke another priceless item at another museum?
No.
Yeah. It's like it was in China, and it's this golden crown, and it's up on a pedestal. And the kid's obviously bored to death, and he's, like, shaking it and stuff. And his mom's like, now, now. And then he just shakes it, and it just goes flying and breaks.
Why would you, if your kid is that much of a brat, and I'd say this, like, look, this kid is probably 11 years old, seeing the photos. If your kid is this poorly behaved, why would you bring them to that museum in the first place? Like, I'm sorry, that responsibility lies squarely on the parents.
Oh,
kid's
my
a
God.
Brat. Don't disagree. Take him to the dang museum full of priceless artifacts.
Yeah, I mean, if your kid's doing what you're seeing in that video, because I pulled it up too, you grab him by the collar and pull him away from the very valuable object. You don't just let him sit there and continue to linger around it if you're trying to stop the behavior.
Sweetie, that's not nice. That's, don't do that.
Yeah. Not, and again, it's one thing if it's just a normal setting, like you're at a store, not the end of the world. And you're in a museum surrounded by priceless artifacts, maybe do a better job.
Rach, remember when I owned the URL mammothmeat.com?
Yep.
I may have sold it too quickly. They have successfully extracted RNA from woolly mammoths, and they believe it is now paving the way to bringing them back from extinction.
Whoa. I would like to see one in real life.
Be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
What do you think the ethics are of that?
I don't know. That's a good question. I guess it depends. I mean,
what are you going to do with them?
Also on your worldview. Right, right. Are they going to be
How
free?
How will they be treated?
Yeah. Yeah.
Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.